Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
One word.
First name is blank, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
One, two, three.
Oatmeal raisin.
Hey, so good you're here twice. Hey, you know what rule I'd like to see change in the NFL? Press conference at the end of games for the head referee.
Yes. Yes.
Never's going to happen.
Every sport.
Never going to happen, but the head official should have to have a media obligation like the quarterback and head coaches do.
100%.
Hey, Ted called a play at the end of the game. Could you imagine a referee having to do a press conference after that Pittsburgh and Detroit game? So what was going through the motions when you have that whole display? Next question. No.
Sorry.
Oh, that'd be amazing if they would do something like
that. That'd be great. Yeah, we should do rule changes again. There's just so many good ideas for rule changes, some of which realistic, some of which not. But either way, they're both great. All right, let's do some one-word stuff. We talked yesterday about NBA, NCAA eligibility, NIL, coaches poaching NBA players who had actually played real minutes in pro basketball back to college. That's happening now. It's happened a few times. We played audio of Michigan State, longtime Michigan State head coach Tom Izzo, basically calling out the coaches, calling out NCAA, and called out Scott Drew, said I need to call him. Scott Drew, one of these perpetrators of poaching NBA players. This was Scott Drew's comments yesterday in response to Tom Izzo and these accusations.
Well, first, Coach Izzo and I are friends. I got a lot of respect for him. Great conversation. As he said, most coaches are 99% aligned on things that we would like to see done with our game. At the same time, from my knowledge, until we get to collective bargaining, I don't think we can come up with rules that are agreeable or enforceable. And until that, I think all of us are got to be ready to adjust and adapt to what's out there. Early on, when it first came out with G League players, I wasn't in favor of that either. But again, we don't make the rules, and as we find out about things, we're always going to adapt to put our program in the best position to be successful, because that's what we get paid to do.
Scott Drew says, well, I don't think murdering people should be allowed, but it is. Sorry, it is. It is.
I didn't know that's what he said. what did we say our one word was? Gaslight?
Yeah, gaslight.
I mean, there's a flaw in the system. He found it. If you can't beat them, join them.
I guess.
Until they take it away. I mean, why not? You know what this reminds me of? Torpedo bats. Everybody can do it. Who can do it and execute it? Scott Drew seems to know what he's doing. He knows the flaw in the system. It is what it is, but it is a little bit like, you know, we talked about it, and I was totally against it, but, you know, all of a sudden I got this 7'2" player on my lap that said, I'll play here, and I got a chance to do it again because his only title is in the bubble.
It's true. He's battling the...
And he was like one of the first guys to really hit that transfer portal. Because I think when Baylor won the title, I could be wrong, but like four of the five starters were all transfer athletes.
I do remember that. Yeah, they were older transfer
guys. Like
they
were none of his dudes. As opposed to guys like Hurley, who do the system of old school, you know, get them, develop them, and then keep them for 3 to 4 years. College basketball is a mess. It's a dying sport, and this isn't helping.
From college basketball to college football, Eli Drinkwitz and Mizzou went 8-5 on the year. Not exactly the season that Mizzou fans and Mizzou players were hoping for. SEC Mike, their podcast, discussed Eli Drinkwitz, basically called this season a failure. Here it is.
Man, it was pathetic. It was lethargic. It was one of the worst offensive performances I've ever seen come from a Mizzou Eli Drinkwitz football game. It blew my mind.
Oh, wait, excuse me. Huge correction. Not the best roster. Most talented roster.
Most talented roster in the SEC is the claim that they were trying to make. I don't know if that I would agree with that. But okay. Either way, they were saying there's a lot of good players on this team. 8-5 wasn't good enough. And I know before the season, you were harping a little bit critical of Eli Drinkwitz and the standard that he set, maybe not meeting it, not breaking through. One word, Dusty, on Eli Drinkwitz, where you're at?
Yeah, my one word would be confused. Obviously, Pabula transferred, so he's out of the bowl game. He had an injury before that. He also said that we shouldn't just base it on if you make the college football playoffs, you succeed. If you don't, you fail. The season's over. Well, you played Virginia in a bowl game where I think you probably should have won. The best player on your team, Ahmad Hardy, doesn't get the ball on a crucial play, and you let your quarterback run to the outside. Ahmad Hardy's not even on the field, and he doesn't even stretch the ball over the first down. And then we get the shot of him and Hardy on the sideline, and Ahmad Hardy's like, dude,
why wasn't
give me the effing ball.
Yep.
And then if you want to praise that it's about winning out throughout your season and continuing to play through and continuing to be there, then you should have won this game against Virginia, and you could have won that game against Virginia, and you did not. So I will tell you this, Eli, your seat, even though you were extended this year, is going to be scrutinized. Not hot. It's not, you know, get him out of here. But, man, you talk a lot of talk. You recruit a lot of recruit. You don't really sell us on being solidified as a coach we trust when it comes to the game, because it's like this every game. If you watch Mizzou football where they're down and their offense looks suspect, it's like all of a sudden the last drive when they need 7 points, it happened against Alabama. It's like, where were these plays all game? And you can say, well, Dusty, if you watch ball, you'll understand that the system, the protection systems are different. The defenses are different. Then adjust to that. But yeah, there's some flaws in the Eli system that need to be fixed, because I think there are a lot of Mizzou fans that I know and that I know that are on the text line that aren't 100% all in with Eli, and I don't think they ever have been. And that was my biggest knock on him at the start of this year. Prove it.
Yep.
Do it. Luther Burden's in the NFL. Yep. You recruited that kid. Theo Weiss is in the NFL. You recruited that kid. There are NFL talented players on this roster, guys that you're finding from small schools like an Ahmad Hardy and turning them into a dynamite college running back, and then you don't use him when you need him the most. Confused him.
Yeah, I'd go from the Mizzou perspective and say patience / panic. Didn't need to extend Eli Drinkwitz, but you were looking at the coaching carousel in college football and said, we're not going to have anything. We're going to be screwed if we don't have Eli Drinkwitz. Yeah, maybe. If he left for Penn State or left for LSU or left for one of those jobs that he was in contention for, yeah, maybe you'd be screwed for a season. Then you'd find someone else, because there's a lot of coaches in college football. A lot. And you may have found someone even better. You may have found your Colin Klein. Who knows? Maybe someone had come back. And instead, you've got this guy who, in my opinion, another one word, mid. Eli Drinkwitz is a 7-9 coach in the SEC, and that's what he is. And that's what Mizzou has to look forward to, in my opinion, for the next few years. Last one here on the
one
Chiefs defense.
Ouch to that.
I
get it.
This is tough, man. Listen, and I would say the same with the Vols and Josh Heupel right now. That I am not happy with the standard that Josh Heupel set, and I would say we're in similar boats. So I get it. The Chiefs, get ready for this. Talk about ouch. only defense in the NFL this season that doesn't have a save, which is defined as upholding a one-score lead in the fourth quarter or overtime, right? You're up one score at the end of the game, and you hold it down. Cleveland had its first versus the Steelers. The Bills have seven saves, and they have zero blown leads to all of the teams. The Chiefs have zero saves, three blown leads. One word.
Break. One word. Pitalico. That was a former closer for the Royals, Ricky Pitalico. And he couldn't close games, and he was a terrible closer.
There you go. It's a good one.
They don't have a reliever. They don't have that savior.
Yeah.
My one word would be Spags. Figure that out.
It's on
because
you.
Because that's your baby. That's what's been your prized possession. But that's an insane stat. They have zero saves, and they've blown three games. Because what have we seen? 3rd and 16 last year. You're like, all right, game's over. Go. I'll take another one.
Yeah, exactly.
Or I'll go get it. You guys, whatever.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
And this year, it's like, I don't know. That's insane.
Yeah, it's huge. Sucks. Only team.
Damn. Somebody says BBL stinky.
BBL stinky.
That was created in 2025.
There we go.
Sports headline.
Your Blues.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.